My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. Integrity, by definition, is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles or a moral uprightness. There's no doubt everyone has their own ideal of moral uprightness, so I challenge you to think about integrity and how it plays a role in your life. So right now, I'm reading a book called Integrity Advantage by Adrian Gostick and Dana Telford, and the tagline is how taking the high road creates a competitive advantage in business. I want to talk about a few ideas from the book, then I'm going to tell you what living with integrity means to me. First idea is that the little things count. The erosion of a person's integrity is rarely quick and spectacular in a Hollywood blockbuster. It usually occurs as a gradual slipping of standards that is hard to spot and hard to stop until it reaches a devastating end. So holding the door open for a slow-moving person behind you, even though you are in a rush, is a little thing. The easy, mundane task day in and day out is what it means that the little things count. Darren Hardy's compound effect supports this idea, and these tasks build on themselves. Next idea. You mess up, you fess up. This chapter was interesting for me to read because it's not easy fessing up when you've done something wrong. I'm constantly talking about being transparent and fessing up when you're wrong. And being wrong is one of those moments of vulnerability and honesty. From a business standpoint, let's say I'm an owner of a pet food company. I'm going to take you through a story. And now let's say I choose to manufacture my pet food overseas at some sketchy manufacturing plant because I would have the greatest margins. Months go by and a customer's pet gets sick from eating one of my products. I have two choices. I could deny the allegations and sweep it under the rug, or I could fess up and take responsibility. I could find a new place to manufacture my products, and I could be completely transparent to those who support my company. Doing this gives me the best hope of reestablishing my brand and my name. So the next idea and the last idea I want to talk to you about is keeping your word. When I say I'm going to do something, I do my best to keep my promise. No one wants to be friends or do business with a person who can't be trusted. So I want to talk about my idea of having integrity and what it means to me in my life. My idea of having integrity is everything I've touched on already in the podcast, but I also think it's more than that. I believe integrity is having love or a pride for what you do. I believe integrity is being nice and thoughtful to those around you. I also think integrity is having self-awareness and gratitude for the wins and the losses you have encountered in your lifetime. Integrity is a way of being and should be the only way we all do business. I want to ask you what having integrity means to you, and ask yourself if you are living with that idea day in and day out. That's it for today's lesson. Thanks for listening. Share with someone who needs to hear this message. You guys are amazing as always. My name is Alex Hernandez, and I'm out.